Another week and the narrative is unchanged. The narrative is that the strongest Republican candidate has a last name Romney and a first name Knott. This week, the Knott Romney is Santorum.
The Knott Romney candidate is the GOP doomed to defeat in 2012 if the best it can muster is Knott Romney. Here to help break it down is the editor-in-chief of ReasonTV.com and ReasonTV and a good friend of the show, Nick Gillespie. Nicholas, always a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you, Judge, and I look forward to all the future Freedom Watches and whatever names they go under.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you, Nick. But how much longer is this going to go on, that every week or every couple of weeks there's a new Knott Romney and the person is portraying himself or herself, because I think at one point it was Michelle Bachmann, as more conservative, as more true to what Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan taught? How does this end? Can it possibly end in victory for the Republicans in November?
I think that's highly unlikely, but I also think, you know, if you're interested in freedom and liberty, that's not necessarily the end game anyway. The last thing we need, if we can remember the George Bush years, is a Republican president with a Republican Congress. That was disastrous for individual liberty, economic liberty, foreign policy, you name it. Romney has a real problem in that he is what Barry Goldwater would call an echo, not a choice, when it comes to Obama. As, in fact, I think Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich are. Jim DeMint was talking about the need to decentralize power. These guys are all, in one way or another, they are part of a big government party. Ron Paul is the only candidate who is really giving a true alternative.
Now, Nicholas Gillespie, are you telling me, who has known you and known you well for years, that if Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee and if he wins, very little will change in government?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm assuming that the Republicans are going to make gains in the Senate and the House. And the last time we need to look at this clearly. The last time we had a Republican president with a Republican majority in Congress, things went downhill very quickly. We went from surpluses to deficits. As far as the eye can see, we passed things like the Medicare prescription Part D plan, No Child Left Behind, et cetera. Mitt Romney's biggest problem is that Obamacare is modeled on Romney care, and it has been a failure in his state, where it has only basically raised the amount of money people pay for insurance without increasing the quality of care. Why would anybody want that in the White House?
Does Ron Paul have a conceivable or foreseeable path to the nomination, or in your view, is his campaign for president one to educate the public and perhaps prepare the party for some Ronald Reagan-type candidacy in the future?
Well, I doubt that Ron Paul is going to win the Republican nomination when you look at national polls. I mean, the numbers just aren't there. But I do think his primary function is going to be unfolding over the next years to come, and it might be the Republican Party or it might be something else completely, but he is offering the only alternative to the status quo. He is talking genuinely about how to decentralize economic power, cultural power, social power, and to devolve it more and more to individual people, which is where it should always reside. And the Republican Party, the only people who are excited about the Republican Party now are young people who are overwhelmingly dedicated to Ron Paul. They are not going to fall in line and vote for Mitt Romney when he becomes the eventual nominee.
One of whom is our next guest and is seated right next to me. Nick Gillespie, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining
us.
Thank
you, Judge.